And so it was that in the land of the people of Zorah, there was a man named Manoah. And this man had a wife, and she gave birth to a son, and they named him Samson. Most people mention God around now and talk on and on about divine intervention and this and that, but I'm just going to say the kid was real strong, and it don't matter the where's and the why for's. His long hair made him strong, and he swore never to tell anyone, but it was a heavy secret. And we see him now in the crowded marketplace, his head heavy, and he sings.
It's my hair, the length that I wear it, down my hips, as long as I can bear it. It makes me strong, cause it's so long, and it's my hair. It's my hair, it fills me full of power. I've never had it cut, it gets longer every hour. It makes me strong, cause it's so long, and it's my hair. It's my hair.
Samson roams restlessly through the crowd, and he spots a woman all alone over by the basket shop. She's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen, all lovely legs and gorgeous eyes and a sparkling personality. He sends his servant Guido over to find out about her, and when Guido returns, he explains that she is from the Valley of Sorak. Her name is Delilah, Guido tells him, and Samson has fallen in love. He goes over to her, and she has fallen in love with him too. They stare into each other's eyes and pull closer. Delilah, he says.
Delilah, oh, I love ya. I need ya so much, and it's tearing me up. Delilah, I said, Delilah, I got to have ya. I love ya.
Oh, Samson.
So Samson and Delilah go get a house. Nice little four-walled aluminium siding job with beautiful window trim and a nice old brick fireplace. They were together a couple of weeks and everything was just wine and roses. Those women from Sorak, you gotta watch them. So one day in the marketplace, Delilah is approached by three Philistines with a proposition. Seems every time they try to conquer the people of Zora, our boy Samson stops them. The Philistines don't take that action too kindly. Delilah plays it cool, but when they come up to her, she knows the score. Oh yeah.
Delilah, we know you've been going with Samson.
We've got a plan that you'd like to get your hands on. So take that barrette out of your hair and put your rubber bands on. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're gonna rock it. We're gonna rock it, right,
cop? That is it, yeah. We've been trying so long to conquer, that's not wrong. But Samson is just way too strong. It's not the sun, it's not the season. But we know there is a reason. So we're asking you, hey, it's not like it's treason.
I don't know. Maybe so.
It'll be fun.
Well, I could though.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Your plan is sounding fine. You've got your price. I've got mine. 1,100 in silver to gleam and shine.
We'll pay you, never fear. Just make it weak and call us here. And when we've got him, we can all have beer. Beer, 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 beer.
So for the next 2 weeks at bedtime, Delilah snuggles up close with Samson, calls him Cuddle Bunny and Huggy Bear, tries to get him to tell her what would make him weak. Samson doesn't tell her, but after 2 weeks he begins to crack and decides maybe he'll just try and trick her a little. Delilah asked,
"Why is it, dear, that you're so strong? You have no fear. You're strong right now, but I'm scared for the meek. What if there was something that could make you weak?"
Samson says, "If I were tied up with ropes that had never been used, then I would be weak." After he falls asleep, she ties him with ropes. Delilah ran in, shouted, "Philistine!" Samson woke and broke those ropes. Delilah cried,
You lied.
And Samson said, "Let's back to bed." Next night, she asks him again, and Samson says, "If I were tied up with vines that had never been used, then I would be weak." He falls asleep and she ties him with vines. Delilah ran in, shouted,
Philistines.
Samson woke and broke those vines. Delilah cried, You lied. And Samson said, "Let's back to bed." And so Delilah vexes and nags Samson for another 2 weeks. And after those 2 weeks, Samson really begins to crack. He still loves Delilah and he trusts her. But one night, her nagging knew no bounds.
Why do you care?
Me?
Delilah, just let it be.
If you love me, you tell me now.
Fine.
Oh, darling, what makes you so divine?
It's my hair that makes me so strong.
Yes.
Now let me get some rest.
She started cutting his hair, cutting and cutting, working quickly and quietly so as not to wake him. She kept on cutting his hair, and when it was all gone, she called the Philistines and they came and took Samson to his new home in prison. Samson was so weak, he couldn't help but be pulled along to prison! So it looks like Samson is done for in prison, but don't start counting those chickens just yet. Everybody figures he'll break out of there and knock those Philistines back on their butts where they belong. Delilah, well, she'll probably get hers, but I wouldn't hate her too much. She only needed the money to help her mama pay for a new kidney. It wasn't that she loved Samson too little, just that she loved her mama too much.
Mama, I got the money! It's kidney time, Mama! Kidney time! Kidney time!